Must have been before my time.
No.
Yeah, I'll play you one. Edmund told me it was George Washington March, but it turned out not to be that one.
Yeah. Ed and Ham has never worn anybody too close on his trail.
I forgot how to tune it, baby. Good fiddle, but I'm not used to it. It makes a difference, though.
It's hard to play on it, so no matter how good it is.
Forget even how to tune one, don't you?
Hard to see another man's gun, to it.
Yes, it is. Sweet, that's about right.
March, but it wasn't.
Well, I attended the fair over in Pocahontas County. That was back in 1930. Edmund, I met him over there. He's coming down through the carnival ground. Had his fiddle in the Sunnyfield flower sack. Uh-huh. I said, Edmund, get that old fiddle out and play me the George Washington March. He said, I'll play her for you, but I won't play her for Dewey Hamrick. He called him Dewey. His name was Dewey. So he went up there and under a shelter and played me that tune. So I learned it, and I thought it was a George Washington March, but it was Molly Put the Kittle On. Wasn't it, Jerry?
Yeah, that's what Dewey called it.
Yeah.
Dewey learned it anyway, even though Edmund didn't want him to.
Yeah. So I learned that off of Edmund, and I learned Billy in the Low Ground off Edmund. I played with Edmund Hammond right up to a while before he died. Yeah, I played the guitar. Yeah. Yeah, Edmund, good fiddler. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Still gonna be Blackberry Blossom.
Blackberry Blossom? The 21? Yeah, you got it.
Songs over there that did. Powerful fine fiddler, king of the fiddlers. Yes, sir. Well, play one old Clayton Mitchell tune. 50 years ago, Walt. Some of them gathered up and remodeled it, but I still stick to the old way. Yeah. Yeah, I played with Clayton Mitchell back many years ago. Me and him played Sweet Bunch of Daisies together over at Edge Park.
Thank you.
good job. Yeah, Clay McMitchin and Gid Tanner recorded that together, two fiddles. Raleigh Puckett played the guitar on them. Yes, sir, that's where I learned.
Our own Randolph County fiddle player, Woody Simmons. We're really proud of him.
Proud of you.
In the interest of time, we're going to move right along to Melvin Wine, who just walked in here.
Yeah.
And Melvin, glad to see you.
Thanks for your fiddle.
Yeah. I hope I remember some of that stuff.
Same to you. Hope your wife gets along all right.
Well, it's always a gamble, it seems like. You never know. One day the next, do it.
No, we don't know.
Thank you.
Hmm?
Thank you for working.
Ah, great.
Expect that to get right into it.
Ah, yeah, not gonna even let you catch your breath. Yeah.
I drove in the wrong way, and I had to. This lady brought me over here. Sue.
Sue, yeah.
Sister Sue.
Melvin Wine lives in Braxton County, in a little place called Copen. Got a nice farm there, has raised a whole bunch of his own children and mostly of everybody else in that end of the county too. Raised them all. Took me to raise, took Jerry to raise, took Kate to raise. We all love him and we like to play his music.
Well,
start off
good.
With an old tune of your dad's or some old thing.
All right,
the country.
I'll do that. This is A and D and all that stuff. I don't know just exactly.
I know.
Them old time hymns that he played was there.
Mm-hmm.
hard to hang one of them things on because I play with an up and down fiddle. Now that's just because I'm knocked out in the shoulder, see? I've been a coal miner most of my life, so something's happened in there some way, but hard to hold. I try to play like him. I'll tell you what he done when I started learning to play. He gets right up over me, and he got a hold of my arm, and he got to watch my fingers, and he seen that I got the right shuffle and put the meaning into the tunes. So that's what I heard. People come to our house at night and play, and I'd maybe be bed and asleep, and I'd get up sometimes crying. He played one tune, and I always would cry, and I got up. I don't know why, when I'd wake up, it'd just touch me, you know. That's the latest waist stripping. And it's on an album, you people, a lot of it may be gone. But anyhow, that tune just done something to me.
Well, do it to us, buddy.
That's deep. And there, you know.
Thank you.
Now, he didn't stop like that. I don't know where I got that brave set.
But that tune really touched you in some way.
It really did. Really did.
It's a beautiful tune. Do people come to your house to dance, too?
Well, sometimes, yeah.
What happened then? Where did you dance?
Well, we moved things around and we had room to dance, that's all. And a lot of people then, their houses wasn't very big. And sometimes you had to move something out of the way, like a gradasters or beds or something, whatever, to have room for people to dance. We had log rollings. My dad had cleared a lot of land, had timber out, and then he'd crop the ground and he'd have a lot of logs cut, and just him and maybe us small children. So he'd have a log roll and people would come in and roll those logs up in big heaps. Oh, as high as this roof. And then we'd set fire to them and burn them up. Burn up thousands of dollars worth of timber. Yeah. But we were wanting to get some land cleared and people would get grass, and that's the way it happened. Then they'd have a dance after the log room. Everybody was tired. They couldn't dance very hard. They had bean stringings, apple peelings, and things like that. People gather in from all over the country, all around, and worked like that to help their neighbors. No charges, just went and done. If a neighbor got sick, they went and cut his wheat and put it up in the shocks and got it ready for him. Get it thrashed, cut his corn if he got sick. We're not like that no more, are we? Huh? In time of need, we do. I know we're sending some hay and stuff over to the Carolinas from first one county or state to the other, and also to Georgia. That's good neighbor. Never die to yourself. Don't live to yourself and you never die to yourself. What next?
Was that Hen at the Spring House? Was that one of your dad's?
Yeah, that's an old one. I don't hear nobody play it but Melvin. Maybe some of you younger people have learned that.
People are taking it up.
Yep. Well, let me play it. Now, can you play his?
No, I'm not sure I can.
I ain't sure I would
do.
Come that long part, but I can't holler. I do well to play. He'd really play, he'd really holler. Now, he played with all ages. He would sit down like that and play for a half a night and never tore him, didn't seem to me like. But it worked for me. Here's one he played.
Yeah, the head and shoulders, or the Yankees one,